On this Christmas Eve, we are gathered as God's people to celebrate what it means that Christ came into the world. We join with Christians around the world who are celebrating tonight. In the book of Romans, Paul wrote, "And hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit." Hope. From Isaiah, we call Christ Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Peace. Paul told the church at Corinth, "If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." Love. And in the book of Luke, an angel said, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy for all people." Joy. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift. The gift of Christ makes these other gifts possible. So we light the Christ candle now and think about what his coming means to each one of us. Let us pray. Thank you, Christ, for coming into the world. Your arrival brought us all hope, peace, love, and joy. Lead us to share your goodwill with our families, our neighbors, our nation, and the world. May your Spirit guide us this evening. May we hear your good news in every reading. May we sing your good news in every song. In your name we pray. Amen.
Let us rise and sing together number 89, "O Come, All Ye Faithful." Have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined.
For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders.
And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom.
He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore.
Let us sing together hymn number 100, Angels We Have Heard.
Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
Let us rise together and sing number 88, the first verse of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your presence. My message this evening is called High Risk. What had Joseph been thinking? You know, he had been looking forward to a wedding feast and a wedding night and a fine family of his very own. Was he saving money, building a house, maybe building a pretty cupboard for her, a sturdy bed, or a rocking chair to rock their babies? Then he heard his dear little Mary was growing round, and Joseph knew the baby was not his. Imagine the shame, the embarrassment. Think of the betrayal, the anger. How could she? He was a righteous man. He had planned to take such good care of her. They would have been happy. How could she have dishonored them all in this way? Joseph knew what the law said. She would be stoned. If he simply told the priests, she would be put to death. Joseph knew what the law said. No, he could not do that, not to his sweet Mary. It might be the law. She might have dishonored her family, him and his family, but there must be a reason. She was naive, she was tricked. His Mary must be terrified. Stoning her, it, It might be the law, but it could not be right. Maybe she could go to her cousins up in the hills. Yes, that would be good. She would be safe up there from harsh words and stares and stones. A man must not weep. But his marriage, his plans, his innocent bride were finished, no more. With a heavy heart, he lay down on his mat and fell into a restless sleep. Next comes the part we like. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Ain't that great? What spectacular news. No shame at all. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to fear. Are you buying that? I picture Joseph sitting up in bed, shaking his head. All that wine his brother-in-law poured had seemed like such a good idea earlier in the evening. That was the most vivid dream I have ever had. Was that an angel? Was that truly a messenger from God? Or was it bad wine? He seemed real enough to touch, but I was dreaming. No one I know has ever had an angel show up. Father Abraham, Father Jacob, they had angels show up. Not poor nobody me. Wishful thinking, that's what it was. I am dreaming up excuses. Surely Joseph prayed. He had been eagerly awaiting a wedding. His hopes were smashed. Then he had the unbelievable experience of an angel in his dreams contradicting everything that made sense. Sitting on his bed in the dark, shaken and adrift, surely Joseph prayed, "O Lord, what shall I do? If I marry her, I will lift most of her disgrace. The aunties at the well will titter behind their hands about the youngsters not waiting for the wedding. Or will the village see me as a cuckolded fool? What if this child looks nothing like our people? What if the father returns? What if he is violent or a powerful man? My Lord and my God, what shall I do?" Or maybe, just maybe, that dream was truly heaven sent. If the all-knowing, all-powerful Lion of Judah is acting in my little Mary, well, never has such a thing happened. What will this mean? How could I hold such a baby in my arms? What could I teach such a boy? What might be the calling of such a one as this? Why would the Almighty Creator send a Savior to poor folk in a hill village? High risk, scary, terrifying. A high risk circumstance for Joseph. What for you would be high risk behavior? Not saying anything about your granddaughter's boyfriend with grommets in his ears? Telling the fellows at work that hateful humor is not funny? Being tender with a toddler in full meltdown? Hugging your gay nephew? Giving blood? Dancing with your wife out in front of God and everybody? Donating more than the usual? Forgiving? Apologizing? What is your high-risk behavior? We left poor Joseph of Nazareth shell-shocked on his mat in the dark praying. From Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" It might be hard for us to imagine Joseph's fears, his predicament, from our safe distance. 2,000 years later, premarital pregnancy, a brief bump in a beloved birth story. We have a broader, longer perspective. We see how vital it was for Joseph to be brave and strong and obedient in order to love and protect Mary and her precious child. Our God's perspective on our lives, on the potter's plans, is even longer. Through Jeremiah, the Holy One tells us, "Surely I know the plans I have for you, to give you a future with hope." This Christmas season, and in all the years to come, may you remember Joseph's well-founded fears. May you live his obedience, his courage, and his love. May you be bold enough to love all people right out loud, as Jesus taught when he walked this earth. Amen. Let us rise together and sing the first verse of number 94, Angels from the Realm of Glory. Then move on to 93 and all of it.
The world is ours still.
That shines in the night, leading us on till morning is bright.
Peace is a ribbon that circles the earth, giving a promise of safety and worth.
Joy is a song that welcomes the dawn, telling the world that the Savior is born.
Love is a flame that burns in our heart. Jesus has come and will never depart.
When God is a child, there's joy in our song.
The last shall be first, and the weak shall be strong.
Amen. Please be seated.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judah, or in Galilee, to Judah, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors."
I'm going to play a medley, and the third part of it is a very familiar tune, "Away in a Manger." And if and when I get there, I'll give you a look. It's on page 103 in your hymnal, and I invite you to sing all three verses. I'll repeat that third part. It's called Manger Medley. Thank you.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who had heard were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Please remain seated. Sing number 118, verses 1 and 3, "What Child Is This?"
The child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews, for we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Let us rise together and sing number 113, verses 1 and 5 of We Three Kings. Of Christ, Theotokos, bearer of the Lord. Your duty is to take the light of Christ and carry it into a world of darkness, a world that needs that light desperately. We will sing the verses of Silent Night as we gather in a circle around the sanctuary.
And you will need those candles to light your book, won't you? Holly's in the circle. Then we're going to sing a cappella, aren't we? Okay.
Take a note.
All right.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Darkness flies. Wondrous storm, let